Welcome to Inside Maryland Politics. I'm Fraser Smith, WIPR senior news analyst and columnist for the Daily Record. My guest is Karen Hostler of the WIPR State House Bureau. Karen, we keep approaching the beginning of the campaign for governor in Maryland, and we're about to get the candidacy announcement by Lieutenant Governor Brown.
Well, now, of course, the Lieutenant Governor has said he will have a big announcement tonight at this sort of picnic gathering at Prince George's County Community College. Of course, we don't know for sure what he's going to announce, but it's a pretty poorly kept secret that he's likely to run for governor.
What do you think about the timing? Is this it's not early, I guess, although people have been saying that some of the other potential contenders really need to start thinking about their timing. And actually, I'm thinking about Congressman Ruppersberger, who some people think might run, and others say no way he will run. But anyway, Brown is in.
There are some people who think he's unstoppable. For Attorney General Gansler, this has been a particular shock because he looked like he was definitely the guy for years. And he's got by far the most money, $5.2 million. But Gansler, you know, he didn't even have an opponent last time. We don't hear a lot about him. And meanwhile, the Lieutenant Governor, Governor Martin O'Malley, has given him all sorts of prime, high-profile assignments and so forth.
Well, the thing is, he's running in a Democratic primary in which 30 or 40% of the vote comes from black Marylanders, and he's an African American.
Prince George's County, that's the key. Prince George's County is huge. He's from there. It is African American. That's why he is seen in some circles as just a prohibitive favorite now.
And he's getting around a lot. If there's a ribbon to be cut, he's there.
Yeah. You know, the money issue, he has been talking to Howard County Executive Ken Ullman, theoretically about putting Ken Ullman on the ticket for lieutenant governor. Among other things, between Ullman's $2.1 million and Brown's $1.6 million, they'd have about as much money as Gansler.
As you point out, it's interesting that some of the news that's being made is being made by Brown and not by Gansler. He's not in a really good position to do that. It makes me wonder about how much real organizing in the black community Gansler has done.
Yeah.
I know he was early in front in favor of Barack Obama for president. So who knows beyond that? I think there's more to learn there.
And he has time to fight back. One of the other things that's interesting I found, you know, there, besides Ullman, maybe Ullman is not would not be a serious one on the ticket. He is a candidate for governor, but he may go and run for attorney general instead. I mean, that's what the thinking is.
Well, he's a young guy, and he could serve.
Only 39.
He could serve 8 years and still be a strong candidate. And if they were to make a team of this kind, it would be a good one, an interesting one. I mean, he's got a lot of managerial experience already at the age of 39. And he comes from an area that's really pretty robust politically. So, you know, it's interesting speculation. Of course, we love it, don't we?
Well, he's also an O'Malley favorite, so the governor would be behind that group for sure.
Well, Karen, we'll see what goes on. We'll see what happens. We'll be on top
of it.
For Karen Hostler and for producer Brett Jaspers, I'm Fraser Smith, and you've been listening to Inside Maryland Politics on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.